Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Kate Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Chief Dan Lasada about firearm safety after a tragedy in Elgin, Iowa on Friday.
Chief Lasada, just recently here in the state in Elgin, Iowa, a four-year-old boy that got a hold of a handgun, unfortunately killed himself. In light of that, I'd just really like people here in Marion County to know a little bit more about gun safety and your recommendations for avoiding tragedies like this.
Oh, first and foremost, the hearts and thoughts of all the members of my department go out to the family of those affected by this incident. It's a tragedy, and we wish them nothing but the best. But talking about gun safety, if you choose to own a firearm, your very first consideration has to be gun safety. And that is not just safety when you choose to carry the weapon. It's also safety when you choose to store the weapon. You must keep that gun safe from everyone. When you store the weapon, it isn't enough to leave it in a drawer or tucked under your pillow or a place like that. It must be a place where it's unaccessible to anyone other than yourself and those that you've authorized to use it. I know people have stored weapons on top shelves of closets with no security around it, and children have gotten chairs and gotten up on that top shelf and gotten to it. Children are naturally inquisitive, especially about firearms. This day and age, they see guns on all different forms of media, video games, television, movies, and in many of them, a firearm does not do permanent damage. Someone can be shot in a video game and 2 seconds later, their life is regenerated and they go on again. So kids don't know what the impact of the weapon is. So when you store your weapon, store it unloaded, locked up in a secure area where you don't have to worry about children.
Do you have any specific recommendations as it comes to that, as far as safes or places to lock it up and any other just thoughts on ways that we really can keep those safe?
You hit it right on the head. There are many different safes and lock boxes that you can buy, and that's what you need to invest in. When you secure your weapon, unload it, put it away, lock it up so it's safe. Every firearm sold nowadays is required to have a gun lock with it. If nothing else, use that gun lock. Make it safe. Even if your children are grown or even if your children have been trained not to touch the weapon, an issue arises when you have a guest in the house. Maybe a child is curious or your child wants to say to his friend, "You want to see something cool? My daddy has this gun. Let's go look at it." And even though your son knows enough or your child knows enough not to touch that gun, maybe the guest doesn't know that and does something that leads to tragedy. If you feel you need a weapon for self-defense and you need it located somewhere close to you, that is fine, but make sure it's always in a safe, secure environment. You don't want it where anyone can get in it. In the middle of the night, you don't want your child coming into your room, finding your gun and using it. So again, make sure it's safe. I don't care what that means to you. There was a recent case a few months ago where a child was shopping in a grocery store with his mother. Mother had a concealed permit, had at least a pistol in her purse, completely legal to do so. But while she was getting something off the shelf, the child was able to get a hold of the gun and discharge it, and there was a tragedy there. So again, make sure you've done something safe and you keep control of your weapons.
Thanks again to Chief Lasada. That's been today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIA KRLS.com.